I grew up in a Christian home, and I got saved when I was 7 years old. I knew I was a sinner, and it was a Sunday night, and the Lord just spoke to me that night about hell, and I went home, and I asked my dad if he could lead me to the plan of salvation, Lord, that I could know Jesus as my Savior, and I got saved that night. Since then, I'm a child of God, and I am so blessed to be able to know my Lord, and He's been very good to me. Even through hard times, He's been given me peace and help to me. So if anyone isn't saved, that He would definitely help you, and it's not forgettable, and it's just calming to know that you'll be able to have an eternal home in heaven when you are saved.
You know, there's a lot of things in this world we don't know. This morning when I woke up, didn't know we were going to get 3 to 5 inches of snow. Maybe it's just because I didn't pay attention, whatever it was. There's a group stuck in Oswego tonight, tried to get here, but they got snowed out. And I don't know that, but there is one thing I know. If I were to die today, I know where I'd spend eternity. Say, why? Because you've done so much? No, because of a promise God made to man. I am so thankful for that. If you're here tonight and you don't know that for sure, say, I've been in church all my life, it doesn't matter. If you have never made that decision, please, please tonight. Please tonight. If you're wondering, hey, is this worth investing in? Is the work of God worth getting involved in? Absolutely. Absolutely. We heard it preached last night and reminded, I think, this morning. There's no greater life than a life lived for the Lord. There's nothing better you can do with your life than giving it to the Lord Jesus Christ to do with it however He wants. If you're thinking, I can do better with my life than God can, you are mistaken. You are mistaken.